Did you really just say that?
I showed it!
And don't give a fuck.
And don't.
The Honestly Blunt Podcast with
Juwan Clark
and TM Honest Viewpoints.
From a blunt perspective.
It's time to tap in!
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Honestly Blunt Podcast. And we've been gone so long, we ain't finished the season two off because of Rona. So we're going to go ahead and get it picking back up. So this is Honestly Blunt Podcast, season two, episode 9. And I am the host, Juwan Clark, and we have my other host.
Hey, y'all, it's Tiffany. Y'all know who I am, period.
So that's your name, huh?
Oh. Damn.
Well, anyway, so
it's TM, y'all.
So we go bring it on back. This is the first episode since we've been out of the studio, out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios, back over a year ago. And you caught our last episode. We did it through Zoom, but we are back together in a undisclosed location. So we gonna go ahead and hop into the episode that we want to talk about, traveling and the pandemic. Vaccine that they got going on. I know last time we was talking about the pandemic, it was a lot going on, but now we got the vaccine, all that. So we about to get into it. We about to go into our first segment talking about what's new since the last episode. What's been new with you? Me and Tiffany don't talk. Her ass be in the Galleria. I got to do something in the Galleria. We got to work.
Okay, because I have to work after this, but I don't want to say anything's new. All I do is work.
But what's been new since this past year? We ain't been on the podcast since April 2020. We in 2021.
I'm working from home, like everybody else.
I miss it.
I go in the office sometime. Shoot, the business is slapping. COVID was good to me in the business mind state. Been out here winning awards. Got orders. We international.
What award did you win? Let the people know.
What did I win? I won Oakland University Center for my multicultural initiatives.
We ain't got the bill.
Black Women's Rock Entrepreneur of the Year. That's really big for our campus. I was recognized by Seagrams through Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey and Eva Marie. I was featured in 2 magazine articles. We expanded internationally, so we were in London, but we added on Canada and Japan as well. So the Japan one was actually this semester, so like that was really big for us too. We slapping. Like, I mean, I'm booming for real, and put some respect on it, because I had somebody call my shit a little business, and I'm still furious about that shit, because ain't no little shit over here. Big bank take little bank.
And that's all that you got for the past year?
I mean, what else? Shit, I lost 35 pounds when I'm getting that shit back.
35 pounds?
35 pounds. Wow. Man, life was kicking my ass.
Sheesh.
My mental health was, like, really bad. Really bad. You know, life was kicking. But, I mean, the business was, like, the up. But everything else was negative. But the business was, like, my only positive thing. And so that's why I stay busy with it. Because that's the only positive thing that's going on.
Yes, need to get some fucking sleep, I tell you.
Shit, I'm tired right now. Y'all can hear it in my voice and shit.
Well.
What's new with you?
Oh,
you got a new job.
I ain't got a new job. I got a.
You didn't have a job a year ago.
I had this job a year ago. I was starting to work from home a year ago, but then we went back in July. Then they sent us home again because the cases started rising somehow. I know how it happened, but cases started rising. I was working from home from November to like January. I had to go back in the office for a little promotion. So,
all right, little promotion? What? Yeah, big promotion. Forget all that.
I'm trying to, you know, get everything going with getting my life together, you know, apartment shopping and everything.
Oh, moving on up.
They don't got nothing
to the east side.
On the west side for the cheap side. Like,
you finally got a piece of pie.
Okay, thank you. But other than that, I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, get these websites. You know, I started doing websites with the Weebly and Wit stuff and everything. So, trying to manage that, being more creative a little bit. Yeah, I ain't doing. Oh, I was working. I don't work at the radio station no more. I was doing that on Saturdays. I ain't doing that no more. I was making some extra money on the side and everything, but you know, ain't nothing changed for real. Same city, same friends. If you looking for me, shit. But anyway, that's what's been going on with us, I guess. So we'll go ahead and tap into some of the current events. So I wanted to talk about this, you know, the stimulus check. You
got I no got stimulus? My stimulus check.
You got no stimulus? I still have. You I think we talked about that. We talked about that on the very last episode.
You haven't got released. None of them?
I ain't getting
well,
nothing.
We on the third one, right?
And I think everybody just need to let it go.
Nah, I got two out of three.
That third one is not coming with
that
Joe
third
Biden.
One, if you file your taxes, you get it. I know a couple of people who got it already. So.
I'm surprised because that nigga Joe Biden said,
I will not make that happen.
$50,000. She said, I will not do that.
But the yeah, the stimulus check, you just got to file your taxes.
How you feel about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
I haven't even seen Kamala.
Hold on. Moment.
Whatever.
Just a little moment. We got to play photo shoot for me.
Listen to me, track. Yeah, because
it's a photo shoot. Every time I get on Instagram from them two months,
I haven't seen her do nothing.
I don't know what they doing, but photo shoot.
It's like they in there, but I think it's one of them things. It's like, what did we expect?
I don't know what I expect. I was so glad. Y'all know I don't talk about that orange ugly on this podcast, but I am so glad that motherfucker is out of there. What's been happening since this podcast, like, oh my God, like, it been so much, including that man getting out of that office, and right when he got out of office, him causing the whole situation, the scene with the whole mob, like, it was really some crazy-ass shit to witness. Like, I was really working from home, just watching on my phone, like, that nigga had his feet kicked up on that lady's desk. Then the nigga that did the main stuff, he went to jail on the hunger strike, talking about he not about to do this and that. Like, the privilege and all the shit off the air when they had all the protests and everything, the movements, like, so much has changed in the fucking year. Like,
I know one thing that I'm, like, tired of is the Tory Lanez and the Meg Thee Stallion stuff. I'm tired of that.
Of all,
I'm tired of Kanye and Kim Kardashian. I'm tired of Future and his girl. I'm tired of
Lil
Uzi and JT.
Let's talk about that too, because
I don't want to talk about it because I'm tired of it.
It's just so funny to see, like, over the years, like, well, not even over the
my
years,
homie
like,
Kodak
since she got
Black
out,
free though, y'all.
Nah, not,
Kodak
that's
Black,
not too good. He might be going back. He might be
he's
going back.
Funny as fuck.
He might be going
have
back.
You listened to his music? He's funny as hell.
He was decent, but when he started disrespecting Lauren London. And
I understand, but he's still funny. He's still funny.
Sometimes.
Just
sometimes.
Like when they talk about R. Kelly, like, he's still talented. Sorry.
That was a long time ago. We ain't talking about the episode.
I'm just saying. Like,
but no, the thing with JT and Uzi is so funny to see, like, everybody always knew they was together, whatever. Even when they had the interview with them talking about them.
I don't
want
to talk about this. I just told you.
We going to talk about this situation because that's my current events. Like, that was something that we talked about in a previous past when people didn't claim each other, whatever. Then now this girl talking about something that they claim.
I'm just tired of them. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of
why you tired of
because
it?
Because the diamond in his middle of his forehead.
I don't think
I'm tired
real.
Of us keeping track of everybody and their mama. I'm like, she gonna respond back. Do her.
I'm just glad it's not anything talking about the rise in coronavirus cases. That's what I was tired
it
of.
It is rising.
It is not rising right now because of the vaccine. Are you getting the vaccine? Did you get the vaccine?
I'm waiting on my job to make it mandatory.
Mandatory? Yeah. But you're working from home.
Yeah, but I go into the office too, though.
So, do you want to get it, like,
I'm waiting on my job to tell me it's mandatory.
Well, for me, I don't.
If they don't say it's mandatory, I ain't getting it. I ain't got no flu shot. I ain't got no flu shot in a while.
That's the same. That's how I feel.
I ain't got whether the hepatitis C or whatever the fuck the shit is.
I don't like needles. That's the thing.
I'm not getting it. They injecting us with stuff. Okay?
You one of them.
But if it's messing with my money, I get it. Because I want my check. But other than that.
You
one of them
talking about they putting something in it.
Because my thing is, though, for me, everything is a test run. Test run. Look at weed when it first started out.
What? when did weed start out?
I don't know. It's been out longer than we know. And we just industrialized, whatever the fuck the word is, we just mainstreamed it out, okay? Just like crack. Crack is whack.
You sound like that man on that Breakfast Club earlier talking about how you do heroin and safely use it and compare it to sets and everything.
I don't think none of that is safe, okay? But I'm just saying.
You don't think that is safe.
A heroin or nothing, none of that. Crack, whack, all that.
I'm just saying.
Once it gets tweaked and shit, it gets.
What is that you keep doing? Since I walked in, she been doing it. I don't know what the fuck chew is. What is that?
Is that your
new little thing?
It gets expanded. It gets worse than what it's supposed to be.
Is that what that chew means?
No, it can mean a lot of things. Like,
okay, we're going to get past
every time I do it, I'll tell you what it meant at that moment.
Okay, whatever. I wish we had the little bell in here. So Tiffany usually keep us on track, but I got us today.
Don't get fucked up.
Whatever. Anyway, don't what?
Get fucked up.
Where? It's only me and Tiffany. Oh, somebody else might come jump on me. Let me be quiet. Don't call her. They're trying to bury me in this backyard.
I don't need nobody.
Anywho, so let's go ahead and tap into the main topic of the episode. So we'll go ahead and tap into
the main topic.
Traveling during a pandemic and adjusting to the pandemic lifestyle, because we're still in the pandemic, obviously. So, have you traveled during
this
pandemic?
Hell yeah, I travel every month. I got a trip booked every month.
And do you plan on going anywhere significant in, how's your traveling life during this pandemic?
So, last year, 2020, I didn't travel. Yeah, it's like time is slipping away from me.
Time is slipping away from me. Yeah.
They gonna be like, this bitch just be singing. Last year I didn't travel as much when the pandemic started. I went to New Orleans for Christmas to go visit my grandmother, but other than that, no. And so, with the business booming and, like, my mental health all screwed up, traveling was that safe space for me. Whereas, like, okay, I can calm my nerves. So, this year, I booked a trip every month. Some months got two.
Wait, what? Oh, every year. Oh.
Every month, I go out of town. Every month.
A lot of people be doing that. Hey. Is it, like, a 25 and up thing? Like?
No, it's not a 25. I got the PTO. I got the vacation time. I got the money in my pocket.
I ain't gonna lie to you. My shit stacked up.
and you know what? I used to not take trips during the week, but I needed that once, like, my mental health started, like, sloping down. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to take a trip. And a part of me is like, should I be taking it? And the business is booming. And guess what? I just feel like they gonna have to wait, like right now. We made an announcement. We out of office. The website is shut down till the 14th.
What's today?
Well, no. The site is shut down from March to March 14th, but we out of office until next Monday.
Well,
we'll open back up on the anniversary. but in general, like, so I'm going to Aruba. I look forward to that trip. Aruba in July. I'm going to Mexico with my sins to celebrate our duckversary in December, so I look forward to that one. I always look forward to going to New Orleans. I just wish it was on better terms when I go, but I'm going there. My best friend graduates this year, so we're going. to what's for that one? I think that one's for New York. Her birthday is coming up this upcoming month, so we going to DC. I'm going to Vegas this week.
We was just talking about that. I'm so scared to go back to Vegas because
I don't feel like it's as
the
much.
The weed is legal. It's an alcoholic city.
I mean, it's not the same Vegas like it used to be because it's like, okay, the pool party. Well, yeah, you can't do the. They're not doing the pool party. Well, they open back up this weekend. I've never liked but it's cold as hell right now.
It's not cold in Vegas, is it?
Yes, it is. It's not. It's 70. That's cold for them.
It was hot as fuck when we went in that one.
You went
July.
In the summer.
Oh my God, I thought I was going to die of a heat stroke in that bitch.
But yeah, I would say like travel. Use that vacation time because sitting at home, these people don't care. And to be honest, some of these people, some of these places is letting their people go. I mean,
you talk about jobs?
Yeah, they let people go because that just extended us till September.
Like working from home?
Yeah.
That's I never imagined people would be working from home now. Like
and
they forced me to
we're
go
gonna
back
adapt to
training.
That. I think a lot of people are going to realize that they really don't need all these different locations. Whatever. And then they looking up because they're not even supplying internet for you.
They not. I had the most difficult time connected to internet. I had to go buy all the extra equipment and everything. Like it is easier to work in the office sometimes. Like but even when we in there, like, we got to wear a mask.
I'm tired of wearing a mask.
I'm tired of it, but it's like, I'm so used to it now.
I'm
like,
not used to that.
I didn't learn how to talk through it, project my voice through that motherfucker. Like,
no, I don't like it at all.
In the clubs, it's so steep.
I don't
like
it at all.
But let me tell you.
Because I like to match, and it's gotten to the point where I
you
got to
get creative.
No, I'm not getting creative for nothing, for no mask. Because
I for sure always wear it on
half
a plane.
Half the time I'm forgetting that I got it. But like, okay, so let me talk. Let's talk about that. So
the plane trips.
So they do not do every other seat. They fill them bad boys up.
Tell me the fuck about it. Because
so,
I'll tell you about my travel experience
when,
after you.
when I went to Houston,
oh my God.
My job, me as an event coordinator and stuff like that, we've had to change how we host events. And so we provide plastic bags full of hand wipes for guests to wipe, well, internal guests because we're not hosting for external people yet, to wipe off their own table. So I took a, you know, collection of them. And this man had got an attitude with me because I wiped off my seat.
These petty ass problems.
Because
in a pan,
I didn't
a
put
panoramic.
My, you know, I stopped. I wiped my seat off before I put my luggage in my bag because I always travel with a blanket in my bags or whatever. And
not
I have
a neck pillow.
And no, I don't do the neck pillow yet. But I have, I have a traveling blanket, and I always do the roll-on carry-on, and I always have my other bag because I have my laptop with me. And I'm not putting my stuff in there. And so he was like, well, you couldn't have sat down? I said, no, I couldn't. Would you like me to take a little bit longer? And he was so frustrated. And so then, like, I just was like, well, here goes the wipe for you.
I think it's so funny how them people be, them white people. It's always the white people. I'm sorry for anybody, if I'm offending anybody, but all the fucking viral-ass videos. This one video when this lady was in there, like, she was like, can you put your mask on? She's like, why are you screaming? And start screaming and shit like that. That Karen shit. Like, I don't know why the fuck people be on that. Like,
if
you're going in a public place, put that damn mask on until all the fucking cases damn near gone. They say don't wear it in your fucking area.
I will tell you what doesn't make sense to me about everything with the pandemic, with the mask shit. They'll tell us to walk into the restaurant, the bar, with the mask on.
And then you get there.
And then when we get to
that
the seat, we can take it off.
That's
what am I protecting at that point?
That's kind of funny because I was like, when bar 7 opened back up, I was in that bitch. I wore the mask in that bitch. But as soon as we got in that bitch, sit down, everybody got the mask off. Like, it's just weird.
And I was telling somebody at work, so for me, I feel like most germs are on places that you touch with your hands.
Oh, I keep sanitizer on me.
But my thing is, though, you remember when they was going through this thing where they was wearing gloves like it was nothing? People would go pump gas with their gloves on.
Yeah.
Touch their car door. Touch the door to go inside to pay for their gas. Take their card out. Put their card in the thing. Pull it out. After all of that many transactions and stuff, it's like, and then you reusing the gloves over again.
I knew it was going to kind of get normalized after a minute. Like, when the heat came, that's when I was like, it's going to get normalized.
Well, they want to make money again. Just like somebody was talking about, they extended something to 4 a.m.
Dog.
Is it the club scene?
Ding, ding, ding.
Like, what?
That's the next topic. I don't know. I wanted to actually,
when did we ever even to take time to read the article at 4 a.m. other than deja vu? Like, nothing, I'm confused.
It's booty call hours around 4 a.m. Like, people for show out there getting nasty by, that's, niggas leave the club by 12 a.m. if they got some shit on the flow. Like, 4 a.m. like, and then.
I miss some days.
But. Okay. But then when you start thinking about it, like, them bartenders and shit, the people they got to serve and shit, like, they already, they got to deal with drunk-ass people already. And like then, you? On top of that,
nah. You had to pause. You had to think about
it. I get my drinks to go nowadays. Like, oh, I don't need, and even when we, like, went out for my best, bro.
Oh, so you've been going out? When the last time you went to, like, a club or bar?
Club or bar. I go to Bar 7. I try not to go every Friday because that used to be my well, release.
When the last time you got a COVID test?
Since I had fucking COVID back then. Oh. Let me tell you about my traveling experience because that's going to lead COVID? Up. Let's talk about this. Like,
y'all, I'm scared. Y'all, I should have sprayed him down. I got a temperature check. Let me go check.
Go get it because every day I walk in that bitch, my shit is only 97 and it stays the same. But no, let me tell you about how when I went to fucking Houston. We went for New Year's, right? I've been dodging the COVID shit all that time and boom, come back. When we came back, it was around the time where it was about to be my mama's birthday. We was about to do family pictures, all that. And the day before that, got that test, whatever, just to keep it safe. I got that shit back. It said positive. I went right back to sleep, bro. Like, but then I had to, you know, make sure I told all of them because I'm like, don't none of y'all be around because we got a baby in the family and everything. Like, older person in the family, like, and shit, people in general. Then I was mad as fuck, but I did have a good ass time for New Year's, bringing this New Year in. I traveled before to Tennessee. We went down there for the graduation with the family and everything. But on the first night, I got so like lit, like I couldn't see. And I remember the next day, I was just like,
couldn't see.
I was smacked. I had a good time. I had to celebrate this terrible fucking year of 2020, and then boom. Coming to a more terrible year. It ain't terrible. I won't claim it's terrible, but I just learned that, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, I'm actually glad that I made it through to be able to, you know, not have any bad symptoms or anything like that that held me back. Because I was still working and everything, just at home. Had to wear a mask around the house and everything. It was just weird. I was tripping when I first found that shit out. Like,
yeah, I had my brother had ended up getting it. My dad got it. My grandmother got it. It hit my dad, I wouldn't say pretty bad, but I don't know. My brother was, I think he had it Ben had it. I honestly think everybody has had it.
I was saying that before I got it, though, but the only reason when I got my test, whatever, when I looked at it, that shit said positive. Like, every time I find out bad news, like, I laugh first. Like, it's like, I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, I just can't believe bad shit be happening. And then I'm like, I don't feel nothing. Like, I woke up because I was drinking the day before I
found out. You did a rapid test?
I did, like, the two-day test. And then when I got it checked, I did the rapid test.
They were saying the rapid test really don't work for real.
Them temperature checks don't fucking work either. Like, people can still be sick. Like, but I know I had that shit for real. I woke up. My fucking taste was like, I could taste, like, 30% of my food. And I couldn't smell a fucking thing. I'm like, damn, this shit is real.
You know, now they telling us to wear three masks.
Not happening.
And I'm like, at this point,
it's not happening. It's just wrapped.
That's why I keep telling me, I think all this, I'm not going to say the shit's made up, but I'm not saying that. Something's just so weird about all of this shit. Like, it's just out of nowhere. Then,
why do we have to live this shit right now? Like, it's a lot of things that's changing everything. Like, how you feel about the $15 an hour for, you know, minimum wage. Do you agree with that?
I mean, I don't make minimum wage. Whatever helps the society, you know? At the end of the day, if they go up on minimum wage, I gotta go up on minimum wage for my people. But my people make more than minimum wage. So, I mean, I don't know, but I think the issue for me was when they was talking about, well, the people from McDonald's, all they're doing is making food. And I think it was, like, really fucked up because they got hit the worst through this pandemic. The fast food lines have been ridiculous. And it's like, okay, y'all still want y'all food hot and fresh. Y'all talk to these people rude as hell. They on their fucking feet all day in front of Hot Grease and Jacket. Half of the time, y'all niggas can't read. Do you got da 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 da? Then y'all mad when they out of shit because you done been in line since 10 o'clock when they open, when your fat ass need to be cooking at home. Like, it's just like so much shit.
No fast food. Like, I don't even eat McDonald's anymore because my body rejected now from not having it during the fucking quarantine and shit for all the months. Like,
so I mean, in general, it's like, for me, it's like, hell, getting people the money because it's not impacting your fucking check.
But do you think that cost of living will go up? Like,
no. Stuff? No.
You really don't think that in this fucking racist-ass country?
Not right now. Slowly but steady.
They won't even give niggas a fucking stimulus check.
Slow but steady. I mean, but...
And it's tax season. People been scamming on the fucking unemployment.
Yeah, I think what was crazy, though, is, too, a lot of these people was pump-faking and shit about what they was making and all this shit. And they was getting a stimulus check. And worried about a stimulus check. And I'm like... Y'all niggas be acting like y'all making bread and all this shit, but the stimulus check, you had to make a certain amount and under, you know? Or it's, okay, where my stimulus check, but any other time, I'm getting it, whoop-de-doo, blah, blah, blah. Or it's, oh, why y'all pressed about a stimulus check? Shit, because it's fucking money I didn't think I was getting. Hell, that's why. If you tell me you about to give me $5.
I don't like promise money. Like, don't tell me that I'm getting some shit and then you don't give it to me. Like, but that's what I'm really not fucking with.
But I know I understand that perspective, but I was irritated with the people who was looking down on people because they was wondering where their check was at. Because at the end of the day, you don't get your regular job check. You call your boss and say, where the hell my money
That's
at?
Why I hate so it's money. Like, I hate work
at
for
the
anybody.
End of the day, like, who are you to judge? And I'm pretty sure you penny pinching too. But you want to get off on Twitter and go fucking viral, but you can kiss my ass. Just like, I got really frustrated when the conversation, it comes up almost every once in a while.
Splitting the rent.
Well, not that, but that's dumb as fuck, too. If you do whatever the fuck you want to do, whatever.
Twitter debates.
No, the thing about with the tenants. Who? You shouldn't kick your tenant out if your tenant couldn't afford it. And at the end of the day, yeah, I understand the whole humanitarian approach at it. But at the end of the day, it's a business. It's a business. You don't show up to work, they're not giving you a check. You want to live in this house, you need to pay your rent. Like, hell, I pay a mortgage. They wasn't email. They wasn't sending no letters to us talking about you can miss this month. So the same shit applies
for a lot of the people in Houston and everything too, because that's both.
But I think that's different. I think that's a different impact. But like, I was getting irritated because then it got to the point where tenants was destroying property, and it was this whole argument where. That landlord has insurance.
Oh, you talking about that video when that man was like tripping out?
But it wasn't just. It hasn't just been that. But let's talk about that.
That was very like. So I understand for, his
for
pain,
me,
though.
For me, it was very frustrating because everybody was like, "Well, just like with these corporations, well, they got insurance, da da da." So let's talk about insurance. For insurance, you have to pay. We're gonna talk about it today. You have to pay a deductible, and then da da da. But let's take it like this. You a regular person. You got insurance on your fucking car. That's to say if you do. Some people ain't got it.
Unfortunately, okay. I do.
Right?
A fucking scam.
Okay? Just like you got insurance on your car, the landlord got insurance on his property. Mm-hmm. You out at the club one day, somebody break into your car and take your shit. Damn! Somebody done stole my shit. Somebody done vandalized, broke the glass in my car. But you got insurance, though.
No, you don't.
Right?
Because they be asking me to Photoshop.
Right? So my thing is, though, take that same energy if somebody was fucking up your shit and put it to the landlord. At the end of the day, he wasn't expecting that loss.
I think you people get what I'm saying. I think why some it'd be the communication, like everything, people be looking at it in a different perspective.
No, it ain't no looking at no
way,
perspective.
I see the way that you seeing it, but people are talking about how landlords was kicking them out for not being able to, you know, during the pandemic, they don't have jobs and everything. They can't have no income to pay for their stuff, so they want them bills delayed. But some of them people are like, nah, like if you can't.
But that's not true either. That's not true either, because technically, as a landlord, you cannot kick somebody out of their location immediately.
Some
so that wasn't
don't know that, and they just
and that's my point.
Get disrespected.
Niggas be on fucking Twitter just tweeting the thumbs and not making no motherfucking sense. If you ain't never been no motherfucking landlord, you ain't got no motherfucking property. Hell, half of y'all niggas is renting your mama been renting the same fucking house that you was raised in, and a lot of y'all hitting on 30.
Damn.
That's the only perspective you know about renting.
That's hers.
I mean, my people got it too. But I'm just saying, like, it gets to the point where it's like, okay, I'm tired of people on fucking Twitter speaking on topics that they are not experts on.
When do you think we go get off the internet? Like, people our age. Like, when do you think that you, do you think you'll get off of Twitter? Like,
I'm ready to get off of there now.
But I don't think we go do that. I say the only reason why I'm not going
to
do it. No,
I try to, I have to keep up with what's going on for my business.
It's the modern day times and everything. I feel that.
My business is nothing without Instagram. And I have no problem like to say that.
It's like that's the strongest tool for bit. Like even when like you still use like the Twitter for business and everything too. I feel like for me,
I barely use it. I only use
it's
it.
It's just not useful.
I only use it to search
think pieces. And stuff,
I search key terms that's related to the business every morning. If somebody talks about it, I reply to it. But when I reply to it, I say go check out our stuff on Instagram and here's the website. My bulk of my business is via Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going viral on TikTok now, but
y'all remember when we was first last time here? What was the first TikTok Tiffany did? She didn't want to do a fucking TikTok.
I didn't.
And look at you now.
It's not.
I contributed to Tiffany's business.
No, you didn't. You have to adapt with the times.
Yeah.
Once I realized that Instagram's algorithm was changing based off of them pushing reels, I had to adapt to the time. And to
but
be
the
honest,
reels
though,
work when you told me about it, like, because I know how TikTok worked, but when you start doing the reels, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. But once I started doing it, like, you don't care about the likes, you care about the people that see it.
Yeah,
and you count, like,
and the marketing piece has always been a big piece, as everybody knows, for me, for the business. I've always did things my way, extra, like, it is what it is. So to add on reels, it was like, okay, that is another way to interact with my customers, and my customers eat the shit up, and I mean they love it. I'm like, one thing I do value is I can be myself on there. And a lot of people cannot say that with their business, but the one thing is my business is my identity all the way down from the logo, from the initials and all of that. And so it's gotten to the point where, hell, if I want to, you know, I don't cuss folks out. We're not like literally cuss them out, but I'm
that's
like,
the one thing I can't do.
I say, you know, like I'll say like, okay, da, da, da. Cause, and I'll never give. So for my birthday, that was like the first time that like we was literally on there cussing. I did Megan and Thee Stallion, I'm That Bitch, and I was nervous about it, but they was eating it up.
I'm thinking the song. I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a lot, you know, because I do have one thing I will say, and I am appreciative of it, is I got from high school students, and I think probably about up until the oldest I've done is like 60, 65
years old.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, were they getting it from their granddaughters and all that stuff? Or I got some people where, like, if they're in an alumni chapter, they wanted to get stuff for, like, they,
older people.
And, you know, it was, you know, risky. But I have some people where they like, okay, as long as the customer service aspect is good, that's all I care about. Just like I have a church group who's getting an order from me this semester, and I'm thinking like, damn, I know they probably like this girl, like this doesn't align with what we want, but it's like at the end of the day, your product is good and you know you go with it. And one thing about that is, as long as you stay your authentic self fully throughout and it's not forced, then they don't mind it. And I think my followers always knew I was ghetto because I ain't never held the ghetto back, you know. Look at my photo shoots. Half the time, I'm in furs, busting, and I'm throwing money.
I had thought about it. I'm like, well, you do got the money counter and shit.
I mean, that's, you know, you know what I'm saying? So once I realized and said, like, okay, they messing with the authentic shit. Okay, that's it. And I've seen a lot of, and I will say the city has, one thing I love about through this pandemic, the city has been arguing with folks and defending the city like it's nothing. We is putting,
it didn't land on me.
We have been putting the city on, like, and I love it.
Chicago been going at it towards each other, but it's like,
but no, in general, like, we really have been putting the city on. Like, if you haven't been noticing, a lot of people have been trying to tap into that Detroit sound. A lot of people are trying to tap into the Detroit styling. Like, now folks and everybody and their mama want to wear bus and fur. I ain't never seen other than Atlanta. Other than Atlanta.
Shout out to, you know, Detroit versus everybody with the collab.
Yeah, with Gucci.
It's just the exposure.
Let's talk about that.
But look, let me tell you how I feel about it. Like, I feel like it's really good exposure for the city. Like, a lot of those people that shop, them white people, them white folks, they definitely go, you know, support Gucci and everything like that. So it's like they'll buy anything. Like, but I just feel at the end of the day, it's really good for the city, like somebody from the city, the Detroit versus everybody, you know, it's a stamp that people say and everything, they expanding their horizons and everything, they getting a check, so it's like, I can't be mad, and they from Detroit, that's the same way it is for me, like, with Big Sean and everything, like, that nigga from the city, I want to see
did
that nigga
win.
Did he
ever ship them people stuff?
He sure did.
Okay.
From what I know, I ain't getting nothing, but I just feel like that's good exposure, but, them prices steep.
My thing is, though, what the hell did y'all expect with Gucci?
But you can still get the stuff from the regular stuff. Everybody. So that's why I'm like, it's a good marketing.
He's getting thing. Everybody like, because he's getting still getting money. The same design
and it's gonna at the be regular all that store. Merch, all them people going to be buying that shit still. Like, and they don't know what it is. They just like,
I love,
versus
I,
everybody.
I mean, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to buy it, but I'm... And I'm not saying that I'm not gonna buy it because of the price. I'm just not gonna buy it.
Yeah.
It's never been you know, something that I've worn, but you know, I support it, you know, 100%. It's a lot of upcoming brands that's in the city that like I fuck with, like House of Psy. So Sis dropped a purse line. She has currently 8 now. She got 2 coming in a mini tote bag. I got all 8.
Okay.
Shout out to D-Lo. D-Lo has a shirt line. Shout out to Jamel. Ashton is happening. So, I'm Dream Rich. It's a lot of people that's out here. John Genius, they doing real big.
Mm-hmm.
Cyrus with, you know, and I'm like, I think one thing I love about it is, it's more the younger crowd. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The millennials are finally getting, and I don't even want to say getting the opportunity. They're making the opportunity for themselves.
I wish we had the bell in here so we could.
And I say that because in this place that I'm in now, last year I was complaining about how nobody in the city was supporting me. I still feel that way.
Mm.
But what I had to learn throughout all of this, and because I was saying the same shit about with my school and all that stuff. And what I learned is, if you're waiting on them to give you credit, you won't never
you
get it.
You will never get it.
You mind your own business, do you, and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of people open doors for themselves. Like, I look at D-Lo, and I love D-Lo because I've known D-Lo for years. I, you know, went to high school with her. But I've seen D-Lo grind. Like, I've seen D-Lo work with big companies, and, you know, she's parted ways with them. She's worked hard. She's made a name for herself, and she still continues to go on, but she still give back, you know, to her city.
Right.
I look at Alante. Alante is, like, the brand ambassador for me, you know?
You feel me? Shout out to my dog.
I look at Lauren with Twerking Tequila. Like, mm-hmm. You know, with the pandemic and stuff going on, it put a damper on Twerking Tequila, but still... She's still out here, you know, being creative,
mm-hmm.
going, you know, helping content, out with people and stuff marketing. Like that. Like, I look at Lana LaDonna. Like, you know, sis moved, but shit, she's still making an impact. Where hell, she's still somebody flying her back in and to do some work.
Content is always and, you there. Know, like, you gotta find your strong suit.
And it's like at the end of the day, like, you know, everybody is doing what makes them happy and grinding, and we are
making a way
and we are supporting each other. We are like, you know, like we are, you know, starting to really support each other, and I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, I look at Mia Ray. Mia Ray is like the big shot to me in this retail business from the city. Her and Ming Lee with Snob Life, but like Mia Ray is that one where it's like, okay, she authentic as hell. She say, you know, like, if you follow her, you know, whoop-de-doo. She say she put a goal out there, and she say, hey, you can ask me questions, but don't ask me questions about this shit. You ask her about it, she cutting into you, straight up Detroit style. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Well.
And I love it, you know. It's I look at Danielle Hughes. They just opened up the photo spot in Southfield. Everybody and their mama was doing it, and she and her and two other women had made the opportunity, but Danielle was doing the vending machines. I look at Lauren, who in real estate, Lauren is out here like hustling. Lauren doing everything just off of, you know, her brand alone. So it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like through this pandemic, I know a lot of people was preaching saying, well, you got your stimulus check, you ain't put it towards a business, then you don't really want to do a business. Like, sometimes some people don't
anything,
know,
bro.
You know, what to do. But whatever you did in the pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, pick something that you want to continue on. Like, if you was talking about, okay, hey, I know some people was going to therapy, and it was like, okay, therapy was the best thing that was happening, you know, to me when I was going. And, you know, I love that, because some people wouldn't have looked at going to therapy if it wasn't for the pandemic. Some people want to look at spending time with their family. Like, that's what the pandemic did for me.
I'm with my family every weekend. Like, I be looking.
I be with my parents. I go to my parents' house every Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's just like, I'm over, like, being out in the scene, because it's the same old thing every single time. Seeing the same people. Mm-hmm. And I'm all for, like, you know, going to events to support everybody. But it's not really that networking aspect as much with the pandemic going on. So, it's like, I'll be at the crib. Like, the only time I go out for real, if it's for somebody's birthday, a celebration, like, I still go out. Like, I appreciate those times. And I definitely be, you know, my day ones and everything. Like, you know, I used to be stressing about, I feel like, what everybody else got going on, being that person that you always got to reach out to, checking on people. But I just feel like if people don't want to get checked on, like, you know, do your due diligence. Like,
check,
good.
Don't text me. Don't call
good.
Me.
Good. Like, I keep my phone do not disturb, because it's just like my attention span is very, very short. Like, I learned that during the whole pandemic. Like, I cannot, like, sit there and listen. If you're not, you know, stimulating my brain enough, or I'm not learning something new or trying to see somebody's perspective,
so
I'm not trying to pay attention to it unless I got free time.
That's so funny. So, I had a class. Actually, I'm in my second one now. I'm in an accelerated class. And I've learned.
What are you in school for again?
I'm not in school. So.
Oh. I was about to say, wait, you already graduated.
No. So right now, like, you know, doing certification courses. And right now I'm in a business certification class. And shout out to all the people who are getting a degree during this pandemic. I meet once a week for 3 hours.
I would be on Zoom, sleep staring at a blank screen.
I'd be struggling.
Shout out
my
to y'all.
Camera be off.
We gotta do Zoom training.
I'm over it. Like, I don't even got it. Like, I be struggling. And yeah, it just ain't for me. So I'm gonna say, you know, the pandemic, it was a blessing. It was a pain in the ass too, but in general, like, it lit a fire up under me. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so much stuff that I got accomplished if I wouldn't been working from home, or like, I wouldn't have said, okay, like, you know, like, let me do this, like. And I'm here for
going to work takes so much more time. I swear to God,
I'll
be more tired driving to work, driving back. Like,
and I don't
I
think it's
so
like that for me.
When I was working home.
So my job gives us free breakfast and lunch.
What? Well, no, nah. We don't get
so
that.
So when I go in there, I go for breakfast and I go for lunch and then I go home.
How often do you go into the office?
I probably go in about once every other week.
I wish it was like that. Because I used to have to go in like twice.
I only got to go in if we got events. But I would say my workload has doubled.
Like with your actual work life or work life with your job in the business?
Shit, well, quadrupled. Yeah, my workload, I don't want to say double. I say it's increased. Like my duties are more because I'm taking on more. We're doing more. We're supporting more things because, you know, hey, I'm an event coordinator. Now it's the virtual aspect. People are having meetings about the meetings now. Like I feel like you probably talk to your team members more now than you were doing previously before. But in general, you know, it makes me feel comfortable that I have job security. A lot of people, you know, don't have that. And that's why I've cut back on, you know, like it took a while for me to adjust and I cut back on complaining about it because at the end of the day, in the event industry, having a job, didn't have to take a pay cut, working from home, don't gotta work on the weekends, that's unheard of. You know, you get what I'm saying? Then I'm still allowed to do my business. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, you know, you got to be grateful. And I've learned that with through all of this stuff. A lot of people don't be grateful for shit. They just complain all fucking day.
I had to stop complaining and be grateful. I can definitely say a lot has changed, especially as of recent, like, I haven't really lost any friends for real that was like very, very close that I had to, you know, known for years and stuff like that. And, you know, just
people
seeing how.
Losing friends, I
mean, like, even like how. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like one of my friends passed away. And
got it.
So, like, just seeing that, like, how, you know, that person was going through so much, so long, you know, just, you know, going through it and everything. So, you just got to be thankful for every single day and keep your, you know, people that surround
you never
and
know.
Care for you. Like, keep them close, you know.
Death
I always,
does not have an age limit.
And I just be sitting back, like, I just don't complain too much about, you know, this. I try not to complain about the simple stuff, like, you know, just make sure I'm thankful for everything going on. Like, that's why I'm like, I just be chilling, like, I ain't worried about nothing, worried about myself.
I ain't worried about nothing.
And if it stressed me out, I need a nap. Do what's best for you and take your breaks.
Something that dirt.
You got anything new coming up as we wrap up this first episode back to the Honestly Blunt podcast?
New site, new items, new process. Shit, we taking over.
I feel like I'm taking over. I used to say I'm the underdog. I ain't no underdog no more.
Okay, now.
shit. I will say, hell, I done spent a lot of money on the business, you know. It take money to make money, but, you know, everybody.
Can't let it get away from me.
Everybody, you know.
Hey, that's going to be the outro.
Invest that money back, you know, into period. Whatever. I see people out here buying homes, new cars, stock, people in the stock market.
Oh, man, don't get Jamal on here.
What else they been doing? They've been doing a lot. Oh, people up in boyfriends, getting married, engaged.
Yeah, married.
I know a couple of people. You don't know them, but I had a few people who, you know, just said, hey, I'm getting married. You know, people out here having children. You know, do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm still going to be their rich auntie. You know.
Well.
But I think I'm going to have, you know, a boyfriend by the end of the year. He don't know it yet.
All right.
We gonna play this back, babe.
Right, Monique. Nikki Parker. Well, yeah. So, you know.
Babe, I'm coming for you.
So we gonna go ahead and wrap this on up. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Honestly Blunt Podcast. We're wrapping up the entire Honestly Blunt Podcast. Yes, we are coming to an end.
Hallelujah!
All to the freedom! This is expanding into what we got going on to the next stages of our lives and everything. So we still got a few more episodes. It ain't none of y'all business how many more episodes we got left if you ain't listening. But we counting it on down. This is the reboot. The Honestly Blunt Podcast is back. Make sure you stay tuned. And make sure you listen to us on Apple Music, Spotify. I don't need no background, see, I got my outro going. We playing It takes money to make money. Hey! Yeah. All right, till next time, y'all. Make sure you support a black business. Make sure you're doing good things. And make sure you're supporting your people. And make sure you're staying mentally healthy. It takes money to make money. I can't let it get away from me.
Zone of my own, got my hands on the chrome, poking out the hip on the side of my bones. You know that I'ma ride and I'ma die for my homes. Holla at your boy on the hoes to the zones. Do business, but I don't talk about it on the phone. Love for the game, see the boy got a Jones. Try and keep up with the Jones, then creep up in the cone. Turn the chick to a mule, keep on the bus. Gotta keep the honey plush just to keep on the hush. That money fast money, keep it on the rush. Snow cones on the watch, I'ma keep it on the slush. You know I keep a heater in the quarter sack of reefer. Hoodie in the leather and the latest pair of sneakers. Ready to die when they hollered at the reaper. He said you got a lot more to do before I see you. Pray for me. Far, I ain't looking back. Stretch money finna blow, picture that. I man back in high school when he was trying to rap. Last time I seen him, he was walking down Mac. But now I heard homeboy doing this and that. I was broke, no joke, it's a fact. But now I'm on my grind and I'm all about stacks. And my whole fam all about stacks. Catch Stretch drunk off Henny, crawling out lax. Blowing on G's, good green from the 31. Trade as Detroit, murder mitten, dirty glove. Well known for the players and the hustlers. And if you ain't one of them, you must be a customer. What you know about me, man, I do the thing. I don't chase paper, I make it boomerang.